السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب, اہلن وسہلن و مرحبن ٹو یو آن دس بیوٹیفل ٹیوزڈے مارننگ. مے اللہ تعالی گرانٹ یو عافیت اینڈ گڈ ہیلتھ. صاحب, دی پلیٹ فارم از یورز.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارک اللہ فیکم مولانا سلیم کریم. آمین آمین ٹو آل دی دعاز آف یورز اینڈ سپلیکیشنز. Jazakallah khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Shawwal, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 34, Surah Sabah, and verses number 3 and 4. Sabah is in Yemen, and Sheba as they call it, and the ahadith are several in Bukhari Sharif regarding Yemen. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for them and supplicated for them. Almighty Allah azza wa jalla grant them barakah. Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina, grant them blessings. Al-imanu yamaniyun, you will find true iman and faith and conviction in Yemen. Al-hikmatu yamaniya, and wisdom is found in Yemen. So subhanallah, these are all great, great qualities for the people of Yemen. So mashallah, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward all of them. So yeah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and the non-Muslim said, La ta'atina sa'a, Qiyamah will never come. The day of justice, the day of judgment will not come. Qul, you say, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bala, why not? Wa Rabbi, I take an oath on Almighty Allah, my sustainer, narisha la ta'atiyannakum. Surely the day of justice will come, whether you like it or not, just like how death comes. People are averse, people hate and detest it, but yet it comes. So whether you are going to accept it or reject it, it will occur. لَتَعْتِيَنَّكُمْ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ, and who will bring it? He, Almighty Allah, Rabbi, and then لَتَعْتِيَنَّكُمْ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ, the one who knows everything, the past, the present, the future. He, Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla's knowledge, all-embracing, all-encompassing, for all times, all places, all circumstances. How much is the knowledge of Almighty Allah? Only He knows. But to make our puny little brains understand to a certain extent, لا يعزب عنه, لا يغيب عنه, it is not hidden from Him, it is not obscure from Him, from Almighty Allah. مثقال ذرة, even equivalent to the weight of an atom, remember that. So مثقال weight, and ذرة, an atom. في السماوات ولا في الأرض, nor in the terrestrial creation, nor in the celestial creation. So in the skies, the celestial creation, wala fil ard, nor in the terrestrial creation, and on the land and sand, everything is known to Him. How many drops in the ocean, under the ocean, above the ocean, everything He knows. Wala asgharu min zalik, and whatever is more, whatever is smaller than that, wala akbaru, or whatever is bigger than that, illa fi kitabin mubin, everything is in the book which makes things clear, the Lawhi Mahfuz, the sacred tablet. So why did Almighty Allah Why did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala create this universe? So that He wants to show us, I'm giving you more than a fair chance, that either you become successful or either you become a disaster. And that is your choice, O human being, O masterpiece. لِيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ So that He, Almighty Allah, will reward handsomely those people who have true faith and they have iman and they continue with the righteous deeds and they pass away with iman, Islam, and this, you know, the faith and conviction accepted by Almighty Allah. All this what we enjoy in this world now is just a bonus. Pansela فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ And whatever Almighty Allah gives you the reward in this worldly life, that's just a bonus. The handsome and optimum reward will be on the day of justice when you enter Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And Almighty Allah loves those who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. Chapter 3, Surah Al Imran, verse number 148. Study the glory, the beauty, the style and diction of the noble Quran. Yes, we committed sins. Yes, we committed major crimes. But we begged Allah for forgiveness. Ulaika lahum maghfirah. For such people who have iman and faith and conviction in Islam. And then they try and continue with the righteous deeds. For them is forgiveness. For them Allah makes sattari. He covers and conceals their vices. Anta sattar, anta al-ghaffar. Ya Allah, we beg of you, cover all our vices and sins. Allahumma astur jami'a uyubina wa dhunubina. All our sins and vices and weaknesses. And Ya Allah, you are ghaffar. Allah maghfir lana ma qaddamna. وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا Ya Allah, all our previous sins, our future sins, the ones we committed in the darkness of the night, in the brightness of the day, and whatever else you know about us, Ya Allah, we beg of you forgiveness. وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ And Allah will grant them an honorable and a generous sustenance beyond their perception and imagination in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma arzuqna Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ya Allah, we beg of you Jannat al-Firdaus for ourselves, for our martyrs, and for the entire Ummat al-Muslimah. Grant one and all Jannat al-Firdaus. That is the ultimate success and the pinnacle of success. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Day number 207 of the Gaza genocide. Today is the 20th of Shawwal here in South Africa, 1445. Let us give you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. So we have very good news in the starting, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. According to the Haaretz newspaper, number one, two Jutlas and two Jewish soldiers dispatched straight to hell. We say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Be very happy about that. We have no empathy, sympathy for the Israeli Jutlas and their army murdering and killing our people, 40,000 approximately, give or take this way. More than 100,000 injured and wounded. So may Almighty Allah dismantle the entire apartheid Nazi terrorist rogue regime of Israel. Second story, this has been mentioned there in the Washington Post. Four American policemen dispatched to hell also in Charlotte. So there was a big shootout. You know, this American police, they are trigger happy. So these guys were waiting for them. They killed the one guy. But those other guys, they have put four American police straight to hell. So we're very happy about that also. Anybody causes harm to American interest, Israeli interest, we will say very good, remember that. India, but in problem there. India thinks they can get away. Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, remember, we will never ever forget what he did to the Muslims, the rape and the murder and the mayhem that continued and pursued that day when he was the premier and the governor and the chief minister, as they call them in India. So in Gujarat, and what he did. So now India says they will not bow down to China. So China and India are having rows and ructions. America has told India, and America say they're going to raise this with the government there in New Delhi, and meaning Modi and his ministers, that you have secret agents and intelligence personnel prowling the streets of America and Canada, and you want to carry out extrajudicial assassinations here against the Sikhs, and you already carried one out in Canada. So they both are in arms. You must remember that is America and Canada, and they both are operating against India. And remember, this is a very big story. So they're not very happy. Why? Because India is going closer and closer to Russia and to China, sometimes with BRICS and so forth and so on. Listen to America, the haramis, and then UK and so forth. America says that the ICC, the International Criminal Court, does not have the right to send a warrant of arrest for Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu Benjamin Ney. How many babies have you murdered today, you harami, you war criminal? So that's his original name, Bibi Ney. Israeli views nervously about the warrant of arrest that is imminent for Benjamin Netanyahu Bibi, and then Ben-Gvir, the Minister of Security, the Chief of the Israeli Diaper Force. So all of them, we hope and pray it happens today, latest tomorrow, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Wa ma dhalika ala Allahi bi-Aziz. Kenya, big problems there. Approximately 50 people drowned and killed in the floods there, Nairobi, surroundings, and that all absolute chaos there. Petrol price to increase from tonight, so better go fill up your tank there, the petrol. They say diesel going down and petrol going up, so you know that is ANC. They're playing games with us, you must remember. So go, I speak to my friend Muhammad Khan, so he has, you know, filling stations and so forth, so he gives me all the latest news, views, interviews regarding petrol, diesel and what have you. Look at the hypocrisy of Germany, of France and of America and all these Western countries. We want democracy. We want freedom of speech. We want freedom of association. So now in Columbia University, they're already suspending students and telling the students to get out. But the students are getting more and more resolute. They say, we're staying put here. We are fighting for the Palestine. We are fighting against the genocide. We are fighting against the crimes of America and Israel, both guilty of committing genocide against Palestine. Free, free Palestina, and Palestine shall be free from the river to the sea. How Allah has changed the hearts of the students across the world, the whole of America, every second campus. In Sorbonne University in France, remember, they are arresting. But isn't France supposed to be freedom of speech? Isn't you can do cartoons of who you like, but if you make a cartoon of Macron and call him Hitler, he wants to charge you the harami. When they shout free, free Palestina, then these harami say anti-Semite. They arrest them, they assault them. These are the white men protecting the white man's interest, Israel's interest. Israel is a harami state. The day they were born, they were illegitimate parents. And that is the UK and the United States, both haramis, and their son and daughter also harami. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, and that is what is required. Now listen to what Saudi Arabia have to say. Saudi Arabia shining the boots of America and Israel. Saudi Arabia might be hosting the Miss Universe this year. Can you believe it, Muslims? And you Salafi scholars, scholars for dollars, taking money from MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, the Olad of Iblis and the Harami. He wants to show the world that this is modern Saudi Arabia. Yes, we will host the World Cup in 2034. We will host the Expo in 2030. This year, next year, we will host the Miss Universe, and we are proud about it. And you still got shirk and doubt regarding him, and you call him a Muslim? They are not Khadimul Haramain. They are Khainul Haramain. They are the traitors to the Muslims and to Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, and Saudi Arabia and Israel. He told Blinken, that is MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. Yes, we will develop ties and establish ties with Israel, but the timing only is the issue. When it will happen, we don't know, but it will happen. US, you see, the more you try and appease them, the West, the more they will criticize you and make you donkeys and monkeys. So look at now America, Sudan war, the civil war. So remember the background of it goes like that. Putin spoke to them. They were happy that Russia could have a base there in Khartoum or wherever they wanted there in Sudan. America poked its long ugly nose and said no. They got the rapid forces involved and UAE paying for it. Now America turns against them and criticizes UAE and says that no, you got no business to be supporting them. So that's what they do. They always will help you and then they will bite you. Sam min kalbak ya'akulka. Remember that you have a puppy, you make it nice and fat, a bulldog, and then it eats you up. The Jews worldwide are fearing violence, fearing their restaurants, fearing their businesses. All will be on a downward spiral because of Bibi Netanyahu and his policies and Israel's policies. The Gaza war has turned the landscape in the world. The fragrance of Palestine is spreading, the perfume of Palestine. Subhanallah. Show me one country that could stand against Israel. And 65, 70 countries for 207 days. We are very proud of Hamas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And remember one Jewish rabbi, he takes his passport in public and he burns it also. Say, go to hell with your Israeli passport. Go to hell with your American passport and visa. I, the rabbi, I support Palestine. Viva, viva Palestina. What you have to say about that now? Hamza Yusuf, we told him, oh Hamza, you are bootlicking. It seems like he's coming a little bit to his senses. The first minister of Scotland, and after 13 months he resigns, and every time there was vote of no confidence in him, and so forth and so on. So remember, they will never allow a Muslim to be a ruler there. And in Herat, that's in Afghanistan, so 5 Shias were dispatched straight to hell. So we say, Alhamdulillah, some Sunnis went to their Husseiniya, to their Imam Bara, that's what they call their mosque in the Shia terminology, and they put a bullet through 5 of them, so they sent them straight to hell, Alhamdulillah. Hannibal Gaddafi. So Gaddafi had several sons, Saiful Islam, another guy's name Hannibal. Maybe he was looking at too many movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. So he's sitting in a jail and prison day in Beirut. And the lawyers say that this guy is being treated very badly, tiny, little, dingy, and you know, dungeon and prison. So the people in Beirut must give him his human rights and so forth. South Africa, a magnet for Russian tourists. How you like that story? So more and more Russians, please come to South Africa. South Africa needs your ruble. It needs your money and so forth. Bring whatever currency you got. So you must remember that. So South Africa, Russia, very good ties. You must remember this type of thing. Russia is hitting the hell out of Ukraine, hitting the hell out of NATO and America and Germany and so forth. So Putin is showing them. There are tanks which they captured. they bring it right there as trophies, and they are keeping them right there in Victory Square in Moscow. We visited these places there, so you go visit the Kremlin and all that. You can't go inside, obviously, so you must remember that is a very, very great history. Not everything is good, but it's very interesting and intriguing. Hamas says, and we agree with them 100%, we want permanent ceasefire, not 40-day ceasefire. And when you speak of ceasefire, then not one Israeli must be allowed to be inside the border of Gaza. Every Jutla, every Harami, every Zionist must be out of Gaza. 100%, what are you doing there? Israelis and their thousands protesting in Tel Aviv. Rafah can wait. You Muslims learn how to pronounce. Not Rafah. It's Rafah with a ha in the end. So Rafah can wait, the Jutla say. The hostages cannot wait. We want them back home. And remember that it seems it might go in that direction. And if Bibi Netanyahu does not agree, then the United States is prepared to throw him under the bus and to get rid of him. They got their ways and means. You know their haramis. They overthrew democratic governments in various places and situations. So after World War II, so they can do that whenever they feel like. Tunisia, we salute you, although your leader is a pakka harami and a murtad. So Qais Saeed, I've been there, but he's a pakka murtad. But the Italian ambassador supporting Israel, they told him, you pack your bags up and you get out from here. We don't want no supporters of Israel here. Well done to Tunisia. Stand up and show these whiteys and give them a kick up their posterior. You don't come and tell us what to do. You Christians, listen carefully to the statistics from your newspapers. Everything I give is from your newspapers. They say in Gaza al-Mubarakah, 3% of the Christian population have already been killed by the Jutlas and the Jews and the terrorists guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing and war crimes. So 3% of the Christians killed by the Jews. But remember that still Biden and his donkeys will support Israel. Why? Money is sweeter than honey, and they pay them millions and billions in bribery, APEC and so forth, if you know anything. So inshallah, we got about 28 minutes, 27 minutes for the Q&A, Mawar Salim. One more time, I repeat, don't forget to fill up your tanki. You know, here in Pakistan, they used to tell us, tanki, tanki medalo, fill up. And if you go now to the distinct garage filling station, then you better go during the day and tell them Gualisa. You know what is Gualisa? Fill up the tank. So inshallah, today between 8:30 and 9 is Mona Musa Lahir. Between 11 and 12 will be bliss of marriage. 1 to 2 inshallah al-Aziz will be the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Mona Salim, is all yours now. Let's fire up inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, we have a Mulana Nazir here in Pietermaritzburg who is saying Bukhari Sharif is not authentic. Can you confirm this finding? Number two, he also reads to the chair and says Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting there. Personally, I think this must be a very park or a special chair. Mufti Sahib, your comments on this.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We don't know this person. And we have to verify it. You know, sometimes people give us correct information. Sometimes there's disinformation, misinformation. So therefore, I use a conditional clause. If a person rejects a hadith, we the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah say, the Quran Sharif is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Chapter 16, verse 44. Wa anzalna ilayka dhikra litubayyana linnasi ma nuzzila ilayhim wa la'allahum yatafakkaroon. We have revealed to you, Allah stamps His Majesty authority by using the royal pronoun, we have revealed to you this reminder, this Quran Sharif, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, so that you explain in detail what has been revealed to them, مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and so that they wonder, ponder and reflect. So this tabiyin and detailed explanation is something else beside the Quran Sharif. Almighty Allah in chapter 15 and verse number 9. So Almighty Allah has mentioned, you must remember, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Indeed, we have revealed this Quran Sharif piecemeal. And the ulama muhaqqiqeen, those who do deep, profound research, they say zikr in this text and context does not mean only the Quran Sharif. It refers to wahyain, to the Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Wa inna lahu lahafidun, and surely we will protect it. No addition, no omission, no subtraction, nothing of that sort, remember. And if you study Bukhari Sharif, it took Imam Muhammad bin Ismail, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, 16 years to compile this work. He's one of his greatest teacher, Ali ibn al-Madini, used to say, Lawla yasin, the people don't know ilmu rijal nisfu ilmi al-hadith. What Ali ibn al-Madini said, ilmu rijal nisfu ilmi al-hadith. To know the science and discipline of the reporters, narrators, is half the knowledge of hadith. So therefore, go read al-fadlu ma shahidat bil a'adahu. Virtue is that remember that even your enemies, they bear testimony to that. There's a priest, Christian priest, he died, Montgomery Watt, W-A-T-T, in his work which I had to study in university. So remember the book's name, Formative Period. In there he writes, you Muslims are the only people on the face of the earth who have reporters, narrators, and you have profile of 500,000 people. Just juxtapose and compare that with the Bible, your Mark and Matthew and Luke, and not one of them met Jesus. So when we speak of Bukhari Sharif, it is Asahu Kitab. So it is the Asahul Kutub, the greatest book as far as authenticity goes, and the Quran Sharif is 100% authentic, the Kalamullah, and the Sunnah is the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If a person rejects it, or the authenticity of it is out of the fold of Islam. To say Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting on a chair here and there and everywhere. So Almighty Allah jalla wala teaches us in chapter 112, verse number 4, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. There's none equal to Almighty Allah in any aspect, in any respect. To say Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is everywhere, omnipresent, sitting here, there, all that, Allah forbid. You equating Nabi alayhi salam with Almighty Allah, which renders a person out of the fold of Islam. I don't know this person, I don't know which masjid he is and wherever, but if, again I'm telling you, conditional clause, if it is the truth what you mentioned, then to appoint him as an imam to read salat behind him, all that not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is there any Sunni country nowadays?
So there are Sunni countries, but you must remember that the Sunni country means where the majority of the people are Sunnis. But that does not mean that they are an Islamic country. We must draw a distinction with Islam and Muslim. Pakistan, Muslim country. Malaysia, Muslim country. These Arab countries, you will say Muslim, but you can't call them Islamic country. Islamic country will be where you must remember Islam and the Sharia, the divine code, is implemented. Nowhere in the world, maybe Afghanistan a little bit, you must remember that, but you can't say 100%, you must remember they also have huge challenges and so forth. So therefore there's no Islamic country today on the face of the earth. Yes, we have 50 plus Sunni countries, Muslim countries, where the Muslims are in the majority, but that also, or 90%, 70% don't really practice Islam. So that is the sad truth and the basic things we should understand, the distinction between Islam and Muslim.
Mufti Sahib, I'm going to perform my first Hajj this year. I am pregnant. Mufti Sahib, can my husband pelt on my behalf?
MashaAllah, you're going for Hajj. So you and your husband, first time. MashaAllah, first impressions are lasting impressions. Why you want to go with a negative attitude, my sister? So remember, the Quran Sharif teaches us, Surah 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni. Then, ya, O Almighty Allah, is saying, O you Muslim, follow me, follow Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, then Allah will make you his beloved. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Allah will forgive you the sins. That is Quran chapter 3 verse 31. Hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Authentic hadith. Khudu anni manasikakum. Take from me your laws, rules, regulations of Umrah and Hajj. Try and perform your ibadat and your actions and your acts of worship as close as possible to that of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's come to your query. Okay, for your pregnancy, you must read, my sister and your husband, Rabbi habli minas salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, that grant me pious children, normal children. So you know Surah Yasin, after that chapter 37, Surah Safat, verse 100. Read that abundantly, profusely. Let's come to your pelting. On the 10th, first day, Aramina. Second day, Arafat. That night, Muzdalifah. Third day, Mina. So why you want to go in the morning to pelt? You don't have to go. You must go in the afternoon. Go Asr time. Go after Asr. There's hardly anybody there. And remember the last Hajj I performed, 2019. I took 6 people in wheelchairs. Remember that? And I told them, yes, Iblis, yes, Shaitan, symbolically you pelt. Everybody pelted. So you tell your hubby, he must take a wheelchair with him from Azizia to Mina, from Makkah to Azizia, Azizia to Mina, and he must push you. Or you get somebody to push you, and then you go. So that will be the 10th of Zulhijjah. Okay? So you go late afternoon, or you go Asr time after Asr. Now why you all are worried? That agent ABC will tell you, oh, you must go early, because you must slaughter, and so forth and all that, otherwise you'll have to stay in ihram. Let me clarify that issue properly also. People get confused and their fuses get blown. This masala of tartib. Tartib means you must do things in sequence. So the pelting, then the slaughtering, and then the shaving, cutting of the hair. So the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, Imam Abu Hanifa's greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad say it's sunnah. None of them say it's compulsory. Only Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah says it's compulsory. So we should understand tafaqqu fi deen. Don't go and make big problems for yourself and for others. So remember that if you want to follow the Shafi'i school, because that is what you follow, or you are following the Maliki school or Hanbali school, or you must remember, if you're following Imam Hanifa, then he says you must follow the sequence. But if you follow his students, he says it is sunnah, it's not compulsory. So we don't know. 90% of the ummah doesn't know these things. And then we just catch one thing and we make a big issue of it. So my suggestion, that first day you just go, and remember you tell your agent that by a certain time you'll be done and so forth, and thereafter you can slaughter and sacrifice, if you really want to follow the sequence. And then cutting your hair before Maghrib, you cut your hair. So what's the big deal there? You cut your hair on your own also. So that we sorted out your first day. The second day, 11, 12, and 13, you must make intention from now. You're going to stay all 3 days. So after the first day. So 6 day Hajj. So for the 11th day, you pelt at night. So today is the 11th day, people will go and pelt in the afternoon. You go pelt after Maghrib, totally permissible, no problem. On the 12th day, you go and pelt at night. As it is, half the Mina is empty that day. People are pelting day and night. So that also is sorted out. And on the 13th, 90%, 80% of the Hajis are gone. And you read Zohar Salat day in Mina. You're listing, make final dua there. And then you and your hubby go and pelt. So what's the problem? No problem. agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar. Yes, if you don't want to do something, then you will have 1,000 excuses. But you must tell your hubby, he must take a wheelchair and push you, or get somebody to push you, but they'll charge you 500 riyals, 300 riyals, you know, they'll rip you off. So just tell hubby to push you. How many times I push my wife, push my mother, push my mother-in-law, like that. So like that, you must remember, so you won't die or something, and in that way you perform a hajj. Not a hajj, but you perform a quality hajj. So read 2 rakat salah daily from today, my sister, and remove all the negativity and say, Ya Allah, I'm going to drink zamzam, and you give me quwwat, taqat, sihat, afiyah, health, wealth, everything. I want to perform a good, perfect hajj, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Saab, can a husband waive his rights of his share of inheritance from his wife's estate to his children, or should he receive it first and then give it to them?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us about inheritance. We must remember in Surah 4 and verse number 11. And what does Almighty Allah say? Fariidatan min Allah. These shares have been ordained and prescribed by Almighty Allah. In our Islamic Sharia, our Islamic code of law, which is divine and prophetic and based on revelation, the only place in Islamic law where the milkiyat, the ownership, is ijbari. You, the husband, you, the father, you, the mother, son, daughter, all Muslims. You say, no, I don't want my share, I'm a multimillionaire in that. Even if you say you don't want your share, we will say no, you take it, and thereafter you give it to whoever you want to. So your wife passed away, now you, the husband, you say, no, I'm very well off, so I want to give the shares to my children. So very good, so we will say that your 25% came to you, and then you gave it to your children, and when you give it to your children, the hadith comes in Muslim Sharif, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَعَدِلُوا بَيْنَ أَوْلَادِكُمْ, that fear Allah and exercise justice amongst your children. This 100,000, and you go, son and daughter, Baji, old man, so give 50,000. You can't be giving your daughter 90,000 and your son 10,000, or vice versa, give your son 80,000 and daughter 20,000. So to be done on brazen favoritism, that is not permissible.
Mufti Saab, can a Hanafi read Asr Salah when the Shafi time sets in?
100%, any part of the world is permissible. Whether you are hadaran or safaran, whether you are in your hometown or whether you're musafir, again, how I explained to you about tartib and sequence on the 10th of Zulhijjah, yes, masla is the same. So after one shadow, so remember, for example, nowadays we will just say 3:30 or so. So I'm not giving you exact time, I'm just giving you estimate time. So if you read your Asr Salah, totally valid. So you must remember that according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, those ulama who go into deep, deep research, they say approximately one-third of the Hanafi school, his honorable students, Imam Abu Hanifa was a genius, but his students, they differed with him on approximately 25% to one-third of the issues. And several masail and verdicts, just 1 week or 3 days before his demise, Imam Abu Hanifa passed away in 150, he was born in 80 after Hijrah, then Raja'a ila qawli sahibain, then he returned and reviewed it, and then withdrew and said, I agree with my students. Mas'alatul khayl, that the masla of horses. So today to say horse meat is totally permissible. If you want fatwa, go open. You must remember fatawa imadiya regarding the horses. You know, Imam Abu Hanifa used to say that to make masa on khufain, on the leather socks, and that there must be leather top, bottom, or on the bottom. But then at 3 days, if you open the Arabic, you know, print of the Tirmidhi Sharif printed in Beirut, and yeah, and there I have that copy, you will find Imam Abu Hanifa made rujoo and withdrew, and he came to Sahibain. As long as it's very, very thick and it's waterproof and so forth and so on, so it will be permissible. We're not speaking of your nylon. nylon cotton socks that we wear nowadays, that according to A'imma Arba, all four schools, not permissible. So like that, various masail, you will understand. So when Sahibain say so, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, so what's the problem? There's no problem. So remember that. So whether you are in Kimberley, or whether you're in Hammanskraal, or whether you are in Dubai, or Jeddah, or Turkey, Istanbul, you can read Salat, no problem. Asr, what you call Shafi time, it's not Shafi time, but people just made it famous. You will say Sahibain's time. So that is what is the actual masla.
Mufti Sahib, every alim, every mufti has a sheikh they follow. Who is your sheikh, Mufti Sahib?
So how many sheikhs you want of mine? So when I was a small boy, 5-6 years old, our first sheikh was Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali, Hazrat Mamamji, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. I didn't understand a word he said. But my mommy, my beloved mother, father, who take me to Leslie, 5-year-old boy, what work I got there? And from Heidelberg, go there. And my mother used to say, they oh, Mastan Sheikh, to play too much this guy. So make dua Hafiz, that much I remember. Then Hazrat Mamaji, Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali, in Leslie, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he passed away in 67 in Muharram. I was there for his janazah also. On a Friday, he passed away. So Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, would take me in his hands and he would embrace me and make dua. I just love that minutes he would spend in his Mubarak arms, you see. And then Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sab Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So he used to give me a special name, Lamba Kurta Wala. Then when Hazrat passed away on a Friday, 92, then Haji Farooq Saab, you must remember that. And he passed away in 1998, you must remember, also on a Friday from Sakkar, you see. Then Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Saab, you must remember, is our Ustad, our Sheikh, we his first students. So you must remember, when Hazrat became a teacher, appointed by Hazrat Allama bin Nuri in 1974, we Hazrat's first students. Hazrat tells the people also, Ya Mari Qadim, he say, don't say, Twalaba, this is Hazrat's Tawazu, he say, Ya Mari Qadim, those still like it, but we students, obviously. So you must remember that, so that is in 74, so from that time is our Sheikh, and every every Wednesday, Sunday, I'm there by Hazrat. And then Hazrat Maulana Qamru Zaman Saab, you understand? So, mashallah, these are our mashayikh. So, you can ask them if you got any doubt.
Mufti Saab, is there any reward in saving a non-Muslim's life in a car accident? Well, I'm a female doctor in niqab and would like to offer my assistance at the scene of the accident.
وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. If it is matter of life and death and there's nobody else, never mind a Muslim doctor or whatever, a Muslim ordinary chap like me who doesn't know what is a proper injection and what is this and all that, if you save Tom, Dick and Mary's life, remember that, because there's nobody else there and you help them. So to save one person's life is like saving the life of humanity. That is our Islam. But if it's a jutla in war and all that and you want to save his life, we will tell you, you're committing a major crime. So we should be very clear when you must save people's lives and so forth. So not in the situation of war. So in war, Hamas, Palestinian, and the Jutlas and Americans there, and other countries, one settler, one bullet. You don't speak of saving life. We speak about saving life. You in South Africa, you're going to Durban, big pile up and all that in Harrismith or there in Marisburg or wherever examples I'm giving, and you can see the person is, you understand, matter of life and death. You put the person in the car, Tom, Dick or Mary, you rush them to the clinic, hospital, whatever, or you get the ambulance and so forth, or you're a doctor and you try and save them. So remember, ad-darurat tubihul mahzurat. That's a golden law and maxim in Islam. Let me give you the ayat first. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. You save one person's life is like saving the life of the entire human race. Surah 5, chapter 5 and verse number 32. So that is what Quran is teaching. And when you kill people and there's no war and so forth, what the Jutlas are doing, murdering, killing our babies, our our children without any justification, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. So therefore, that is murdering the entire human race, a crime against humanity, and therefore they have become the worst, most humiliated, disgraced people, and the مَلْؤُونِين أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا وَأَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا. So wherever they are cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is what we should understand. The law I gave you, الضرورات تبيحul mahzurat. You know, the Quran Sharif tells us, your plane, this is an example I'm giving, the principle is in the Quran. Your plane is hijacked, Allah forbid. Your plane crashes. You know, I love to take seats emergency, and they come by me. Even now, when I flew to Durban with Allah's help, emergency. When I came back from Durban, Johannesburg, emergency. So, you know, I tell them that, hey, mama, beggar of fundis. You can see how tall this fundis is. So give me a good seat, you see. They just look at me and they said, right, fundis for you, no problem. So then that air hostess steward will come and make noise. You will help, and that I say, he will help, and you don't worry about anything. So anyway, but we make all our du'as and recite it. See what Quran Kareem states. Allah is telling you, carrion, an animal died. Wadama, the blood. Walahma al-khinzir, your pork. Your meat of the swine and the pig. And that's Quran is speaking about, right? The flesh of it. Now, a person is in matter of life and death. The plane crash. This happened, that happened. Famanit turra. Whoever is compelled, غَيْرَ بَاغٍ, you don't desire the wine or the swine. وَلَا عَادٍ, you're not going to eat more or drink more. You just eat or drink that amount for your survival. Allah didn't say it's halal. Allah said, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, there's no sin upon you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, verily Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very, very merciful. So chapter number 2, verse number 173, from here, the fuqaha, the jurors, and the ulama of Islam, they derive the law, ad-darurat tubihul mahzurat. So which means, where there is matter of life and death, so certain things which are not permissible become permissible. In this sense, there won't be a sin upon you. So similarly, you are a female doctor, and there's a male, and there's nobody else there, and you can save that person's life, so you go. But there will be no fitna involved, remember that. So then that will be permissible.
Mufti Saab, if my car insurance provider pays the service provider to either fix my car or the other party's car, or pay a supplier for another car to replace my car, would it then be permissible to have car insurance? Because when it would be similar to a medical aid where the payment is made to the service provider or supplier of the replacement vehicle.
You see, now people will apply their own kias. Yesterday, one person told me, I sent that question to Hafiz Wadi. I found it very interesting, but Hafiz Wadi didn't ask it. We were inundated. So one Muslim person who I know, he said that we bought a big mall or whatever syndicate, and there is a liquor store, you see. And now we take that money, but we keep it one side and we pay our taxes. So I told him that the whole thing is haram, not permissible. So you're looking for loopholes, a nation that look for loopholes, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made them, transform them into monkeys physically. Chapter 7, verse 167. So 166, sorry, 166. So we must remember that as well. So my brother, car insurance, all that life insurance, you must look at the principle. You can't take one, two isolated examples. What is normally things that happens there? The thing that normally happens is this, that there's gambling involved, there's interest involved, and all that, you must remember, hence it is not permissible. Second one, you got life insurance. They're going to pay you money, so you must remember, so that's not permissible. You paid 1 million, they pay you 5, 10 million, so how can that be justified? Second one, your car, it's a write-off, this, so they'll pay you money, and so forth. Now you want to come with a long story, no, this, that, and all. So we don't work like that. In Islam, la ibrata bishuduth. So we don't work with few isolated incidents. We work walil aksari hukmul kul. We work with what is my majority of the time, what happens and so forth. Regarding medical aid, I told you there's difference of opinion. Our some ustaz, Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafizullah, and him say not permissible. Our honorable ustaz, so Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, he says permissible and so forth. And we have these discussions many a time, you know, real academic discussions. So we will say fatwa permissible. Permissible, taqwa better to abstain, and for you to make qiyas, an analogy on that is incorrect and not permissible. Barakallahu feek, Mawlana, you can finish up the program. I'm going now. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.